good as he can.
That's
what you roof on your hand.
That's what you bathe with?
No, you was at to wash clothes.
Wash clothes and scrub the floor.
Wash dishes with and scrub floors. They had a shuck mop.
A what now?
A shuck mop that they scrubbed the floor with.
Like made out of corn shuck?
Yeah. Huh. Had a 2-inch board about 12 by 8 by 16 inch, 8 by 14 inch, and bored 1.5 inch holes in, and took them shucks and worked them in there, and then that's what they scrubbed the floor with, and they poured that hot water on there with that soap in there, and that's what they scrubbed the floor, and then they take a wrench and sweep it out. Had a hole bored in the corner, most let the water
Oh, I've never seen one of those. Did you have a broom that was made entirely out of straw?
Yes, sir. That's all I ever saw for a long time.
It's been a long time.
This time, yeah, they'd go wring the straw out these fields and have a bundle like that long setting up to make the brooms out of as they'd weigh out.
Did they call that broom straw? Or?
Yeah, called it broom straw.
I've heard people use
broom sage is what we call it now. I don't know what the real name is, but they called it broom straw because it made brooms out.
Is palmetto something different?
Yeah, palmetto's different than that. I have seen a few brooms made out of palmetto, but they were more, they wouldn't sweep floors. You sweep the floors. I've seen some folks like them brooms now. Hang around, keep around, pop their spit. They'd get down, stubbed off, they'd go make another there.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Do you ever use it for anything?
Not now.
Yeah.
Just for show.
I got a whooping about one of them brooms one time.
It doesn't look like it hurt too much.
And I said, about it.
Oh. What happened?
My mama told me to sweep the dining room, and she come in and I had it by like that. She said, let that broom down, sort of like that, see. And I didn't pay no attention to her, and she come back and then she says, I said let that broom down where you can sweep the floor. Third time, I said, this the way you're talking about? She says, I'll show you which way you're talking about. She whooped me for saying that back to her.
So you say this used to be your front porch?
Yeah, 8 feet out there and just as wide as that. And I thought about building, so I made it 24 feet wide.
How long did it take you to build this then?
Oh, we was on it sometime. Maybe all told around 2 months building on it. I cut the lumber myself. Now this lumber was, you see what, you've never seen one feel like that before, have you?
I don't think so.
See, that's the rough side out. I had it dressed. Put the dress side in so it'd be the same thickness. I cut that lumber off some land that's been in the family since 1843.
Is that right?
Yeah, my granddaddy entered the piece of land, and he got a deed from the government, and my daddy inherited from him, and I inherited from my dad. That's the only three ever had a deed to it. I sold it and carried it to Thomasville and had it kiln dried because it shrank up so bad if you don't, and had it dressed so it would be level.
Right.
I mean, same thickness. Now, on the outside, I sharpened it, I cut in, grew here and cut here and never has been off the place. I just put it up like it is on the outside, if you notice out there.
What are the different kind of trees you got growing out here?
Maybe
about over there. Oh, got cypress.